My name is Paula Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 17th of July 2009, 8:20 p.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
Yes, my name's Catherine Durrant, but everybody calls me Kate. And date of birth, January 1960, so I'm 49, not 46 as you've got. And have come up from, well, come down from Lichfield today, which is north of Birmingham.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
I'm okay now. I was a bit worried before, but I think all the worries have gone now. But it remains to be seen when I get there. But no, I feel fine.
Has coming here calmed your nerves a little bit?
Not with my family, no, because I've come down with my husband and three kids and they've been arguing most of the way. But now I've got rid of them and they've gone for a coffee, I feel much better. Yeah, yeah.
Are they coming back to watch?
They're coming back to watch. And other family as well, I've spotted in the crowd, have come over from the Isle of Man and other places. I didn't know they were coming actually, but they've just turned up. So quite a big crowd of my family, I think.
How did you first hear about the project?
I heard about it on the radio, on Radio 4, because I have to say I don't watch television, sorry. So I heard about it on Radio 4, but then I was amazed to hear all the stuff on the Archers, because you know they've done all that big thing about, so that's how I heard about it the first time and just had a browse on the internet then.
And what inspired you to apply?
Well, I think it was purely by chance that when I'd heard it on the radio, I thought, well, I'll have a look on the internet and see what it says. And it happened to be the very day, and it was quite early in the morning, so it must have been about 9:30, that the bidding opened. So, well, it says apply now, so I'll apply now. So without any thought, I thought, well, I'll just fill it in and send, hit the button and send it off. So there's no thought behind it, I have to say, it was purely chance. Because if it hadn't have been opened, the bidding hadn't have been opened, I might not have looked at it again.
And what happened when you found out you had a place?
Well, that was quite interesting because I was at work again, because obviously most of my emails come to me at work. So I did ask our office, and we're a very small office, what they thought, because there's obviously the apply or reject button. And they unanimously said, just hit the apply and worry about it later, which of course is what I did. Because perhaps if I'd thought about it, I might have said, oh no, I'm not very good at this. But, so yeah, just applied for it and didn't think about it.
And what is it that you'll be doing upon the plinth?
Okay, I'm going to do some drawing because I'm very interested in drawing. I've got a wet weather and a dry weather kit. I would have loved to have done some painting, but obviously it's not really practical in the rain. So I've brought charcoals and oil pastels and I'll see what I get. And I'd quite like to do a whole, you know, 360 degree drawing, but I'm not sure I'm going to have time for that. So I'll do my best.
And what do you think you'll do with the drawings when you come down?
Right, if it's the wet weather version, what I've done is I've laminated some paper and I'm going to draw an oil pastel onto these laminates because it does work. I tried it in the garden last night in the rain. And then what I'll try and do is put it back through the laminator and take the oil pastel off the laminate back onto a piece of watercolour paper. And then maybe if I can get some photographs as well, I can carry on working on it. That's probably what I'll do is I'll use them as, you know, starting points and do some more work from that. Perhaps some clay, you know.
So is this something you do for a living? Is it a hobby?
No, it's a hobby. I have got an art background training, but it is a hobby because obviously I have to make a living. So I do sort of do a daytime job, sedentary job, but I do lots of work, you know, art projects if I can do them and do commissions if I get them, but I don't advertise it because I couldn't support myself doing that full time, so it sadly has to be a hobby really.
So you won't be using the plinth as a way to promote your work?
Oh, definitely not, no. I wouldn't be able to have time actually to do, you know, I do get a few commissions throughout the year which just keeps my hand in and that's good enough for me, but no, I wouldn't ever class myself as a professional artist at all. Hobby artist I think is probably the best.
And where did your interest in art come from?
From school, I went and did a foundation course in art, and then from that, I went to art school and did glass blowing. But actually, there's not very many 4'10" glass blowers. It's quite a hard craft to do. So I left the glass blowing behind and did some casting, glass casting, that sort of thing, and printmaking. And then actually came down to London, went to college in London, did another 2 years there, which was quite good. But that was glass, actually. That was more glass.
And why did you decide not to pursue that as a career?
Because it's, I don't think I'm confident enough to do it as a career. I did do freelance for a little while, but I found the strain of having to produce to earn money spoilt the art. So, and I'm happy, you know, I don't need to earn money from it. I can earn money in other ways. And I find that a bit better, actually. I find it easier then to do a bit of art if I haven't got to rely on that to make money.
Could you explain the difference between the dry kit and the wet kit that you've brought with you?
Yeah, the dry kit, I've actually made a sketchbook because I didn't want it to be too heavy. So it's actually an old, it's a recycled fabric sample book because you get really good hard cardboard on that. And what I've done is, because my slot is 9 till 10 and I'm assuming that the light will drop pretty rapidly, so I've layered about 8 sheets starting with light paper working towards dark. So I'll start off with charcoal on light, and then as the light drops, I'm anticipating, but I could be wrong, using white pastels on the dark, so sort of reverse image, if you like, is the dry one. If we get dry weather, if we get wet, as I say, I've laminated these sheets of paper, they're only A3, and I'll use oil colours, oil pastels, but I've got a variety of colours of those because I'm only going to do monochrome. It's not enough time to concentrate on colour as well.
So how did you reach the decision to do that on the plinth?
Well, I'm not very good at doing anything exhibition-wise, so I couldn't sing or dance or recite poetry, and I'm not very flamboyant, so I wouldn't dress up. Although I did think I might come in my office uniform, actually, my office outfit, but I thought a business suit and high heels would probably be a bit of a disaster in the wet weather. So I just thought, well, I'll do what I can do, which is to draw. And actually, a friend of mine at college did a 360-degree illustration from the top of the college in London, and I've loved it. I've always fancied having a go at doing something like that, but never had enough time. So I thought, well, OK, I'll do it in an hour. So that's where it's come from, really.
What is it that you do for a living?
Right, I work in Lichfield. I've only done this job for 2 years. Not quite 2 years, because I've been a bit of a butterfly work-wise. So I've never done it before, and it's civic secretary. So I actually work for the mayor, which is interesting because I didn't know this project was kind of sponsored by the mayor of London. So I keep the mayor and the sheriff's diary, because we, lucky in Lichfield, we've got a sheriff as well. And I organise all their civic events. So anything that is traditional, like Shrovetide pancake races or anything like that, I do all that organising, and that's a whole full-time job. That's quite enough to deal with.
When you get up on the plinth, what do you hope will happen?
The sun will come out. Although it does look like it's going to stop raining, so that's good. That's the best I can hope for in terms of drawing, is that it'll stay dry so I can draw in comfort and actually not run out of time, because I really would like to try and get 360 degrees if I can. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Do you have any fears about going up?
Not at the moment. I don't think I'm afraid of heights. And I did sneakily pop down 3 weeks ago to see how high it was. And it doesn't look too high to me. And I think I'll be concentrating on what I'm doing, so I won't be worried about that.
So have you been following the project?
I have had a quick sneaky look now and then, but my last 3 weeks at work, I have to say, have been pretty busy, and including weekends as well. So I haven't had a fat lot of time, to be honest. I've been clocking up the hours at work and not, but I've kind of dipped in and out occasionally and just seen two little snippets of it.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
Me. Definitely me, I think. I think the thing is, if you're a working mum, and you've got 3 kids, although the one that's with me outside is grown up now, you don't get much time for yourself. And I don't get much time to draw, but I do try and draw every week. So I'm just going to class it as a bit of me time. And I know that's a bit selfish, but that's what I want to do. Me time.
Are you a follower of Anthony Gorman's work?
Well, I know about his work. I wouldn't class myself as a follower, because I do know what he does, and I have... we've got one of his pieces in Birmingham, which is great. I haven't seen The Angel of the North, but everybody knows it because it's on the internet and goodness knows what. But I do really like some of the works he's done. I don't know when he's done it, whether it's new work or old work, but the little wire figures, and well, they might be quite big, I've never seen them in reality, with spikes coming out and, you know, spinning, the wire spinning around them. I love those pieces best of all, I think. But I wouldn't say I was a follower because I don't know it all in depth and I don't know what it's about.
What would you say this project means to you?
Ooh, what's it mean to me? Well, I suppose it means to me that I'm going to be part of something that's public art, which wouldn't be anything I would think of doing myself. So I suppose it gives me a chance. I don't think it's me being an exhibitionist. I wouldn't want to be that. But I think it's me having a chance to be part of something that is a big thing that loads of people have dipped into. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what other people have done.
And has your interest in the arts led you to participate in other arts events before?
Yeah, I do quite a few arts events. I used to work for a company where I used to go into schools and do a lot of art projects with clay and things like that. And just last weekend, which is another reason why I couldn't look at the internet to see what was happening here, is I worked, we have a free arts festival in Lichfield, so I worked that the entire weekend and we were doing art stuff and music and things with kids.
What kind of thing goes on there?
Right, it's mainly music, but we do we did a slam poetry competition with kids, which was great. We did circus skills, and one of the things that I did was get the kids to make their own poi, which those little twirly round things that you can make dance, which was good. We had a graffiti tent, we had lots of beer, and a big free tent that anybody can pitch up and do some music in. So it's an all-round arts event, basically.
And is that something you're involved with regularly?
We do it every year, but sadly we never get any Arts Council funding. So we have to raise all the money ourselves. And this year we've got a massive deficit, so it might be that we never do it again. But we've been, it's going for quite some time now, this free arts festival. And it's brilliant because everything's totally free, apart from the beer.
And how did you become involved in that initially?
Well, Lichfield isn't a very big place, actually. It's only got a population of about 30,000, although it's a city, it's more like a town. So you'd be hard-pressed not to know these things going on, quite frankly. And just, you know, from a long time back, I've been doing it about 5 or 6 years now, just got involved. Don't know how I got involved, just got dragged in, really.
Do your family share this interest in the arts?
Not really. My kids are all maths and scientists at the moment, although they do like drawing, and I do make them come to art events. So we were at the theatre twice this week, because we've got our International Art Festival and theatre thing going on in Lichfield. So I do take them round about. I make them go to galleries, take them to galleries. But I wouldn't say it was their first interest, no. And certainly my brothers and sisters wouldn't be interested at all.
Did you say you've got people watching you online?
Yes, I've just had a text off a friend who watched some of it on, well, I think she watched on Sky Arts because she's got Sky. I'm not sure how many people will be watching online, but quite a few people have texted me before I came to say, yay, you know, good luck. So hopefully they'll watch it.
And you said you've got a family here with you, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, husband's family, not my family because they wouldn't come, but my in-laws have all come down, which is good.
And since applying in now, into now, before going up, how would you summarise your experience so far?
Right, well, I didn't give it any thought whatsoever because I've been so busy until very, very recently when I had to obviously get my act together about what, you know, I knew I wanted to do some drawing, but what I was going to bring, how am I going to do it if it's rainy? And all this week I felt quite nervous about it, actually, until today, and then suddenly I don't worry about it anymore. So I did feel a bit foolish, I suppose. I kept thinking, you know, what's a middle-aged woman doing this? But as all my friends and family assured me that it was a perfectly sane thing to do, I felt so bad about it today. Certainly getting down here, I feel all right now.
And before we finish, is there anything you'd like to tell us or add that we might not have covered?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's a shame you wouldn't let children go on, but I can, because I organise public events, I can perfectly understand why, but I think kids would have a ball, and maybe we could do a little mini plinth that kids could go on, because I think they'd really enjoy it. You know, maybe Speaker's Corner or something, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.